Last week I did something just random. I just pulled a bunch of facts out of the air and slapped them together, and we did a segment called Random Facts for Tuesday. And I got a lot of positive response on it, so here are more interesting and odd random facts for Tuesday. Gentlemen, what size shoe does the Statue of Liberty wear?
I don't think we can tell. Her gown covers up her feet.
Oh, no. We've seen her feet. I believe she is wearing sandals, though.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, if you go to the back of the Statue of Liberty, there's a tag on the hem of her gown that says made in France.
No, there isn't.
All right. We'll say size 6.
No, Seth's talking like in feet.
Really?
Like,
yeah.
How big is it?
800. Oh, not a size of a shoe.
Size 879. All right. The letter Z is so common in Polish.
How common is it?
Thank you. It's worth only 1 point in Poland's version of Scrabble.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Poland had a version of Scrabble.
Of course. Why? Are you saying? What are you saying?
I didn't know.
The Polish can't play Scrabble?
I didn't know any country.
What kind of joke are you trying to make?
Stop it.
Well, that's
you get the Z and the Q and the thing that looks like a sickle, and you're all set. Make
there it is.
Word.
All right. True or false? Payments, ransom payments to kidnappers are tax deductible. Fact or bullcrap? True or false?
I bet that's true.
I bet that's true also.
It is. If you make a ransom payment to a kidnapper, it's tax deductible.
You're giving me ideas now.
In 1895, there were only 2 cars in Ohio, and they crashed into each other.
I think I read this somewhere.
There were only 2 cars in the entire state, and they hit each other.
Apparently, the reason that we have driver's licenses is because of Henry Ford. That when Henry Ford was inventing his car, he crashed into many things while driving and competing with horse-drawn carriages and pedestrians and what have you.
I don't say anything wrong with that. All right, what percentage of car alarms go off because of an attempted theft? What percentage of the car alarms go off because of an attempted theft?
And the rest are just because somebody bumps it or opens it wrong.
I used to have a motorcycle that I'd roll by cars, and if I flared it just real nice, it would set off the car alarm.
You were that guy.
Yeah, I was.
I'll say 1 in 10.
It's probably a little better than 1 in 6.
It's 1 in 100. 1% of car alarms go off because of a theft. The other 99, just because it's 3 a.m. and the cat jumped on the car in the middle of the night. There are only 22 of the 193 countries in the world that have never been invaded by the British. Out of the 193 existing countries of the world, 22 of them.
And most of them are probably new that have only been around for the last 15,
maybe
20 years.
All right. At any given moment in time, how many people around the world are drunk, full on, just face down drunk?
It's in the millions.
25%.
In the millions. 45 million people on this planet are hammered at any one time. A 16-ounce glass of milk can contain milk from how many cows?
Oh. This is like many chickens died to make the McNugget. Oh, many cows contributed to that thing. Well, no, wait, but it's all mixed together like at the dairy.
Yeah.
Right? I've got 100 cows all hooked. It all goes into one holding tank.
Yeah. And then that holding tank goes into one tanker truck.
Right. Goes to many farms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It must be thousands of cows.
Just 16 ounces of milk can contain milk from more than 1,000 cows. Wow. Okay. Now, how many of us are wearing jeans this morning? I'm wearing jeans. You got jeans?
I'm wearing jeans every day.
Okay. You got the little pocket that's on the, on the right side.
Yep.
That little pocket on your jeans. What was it originally designed for? Why is it there?
Pocket watch.
No, I think it had something to do with miners, that you would go into the river to pan for gold, and you needed a pocket that you could keep things in that wouldn't float off.
You're overthinking it.
I like his explanation.
It's a pocket watch.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It was for a pocket watch. And for me now, it holds the remote for my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I put the remote in there. So when you get ready to mug me and you want to steal my car, just ask. I'll give you the remote, and I'll point to you where the car is.
It's interesting they still make it, since how many people carry a pocket watch these days?
Very, very few. Very few. Although I'll tell you this much, I'm thinking about buying a pocket watch because I don't wear. If you notice, I will not wear my watches and stuff now. Because I can't get my gloves up and over my wrists.
Because your watch is so thick and chunky.
Yeah. The watches that I've got are just huge, and it leaves these gaps. And it's like, doggone, that's cold. So I don't wear them anymore. And I'm thinking about buying a pocket watch.
Okay.
And a little, you know.
You have a clock on your phone.
Yeah, I know, but I got to push this button every time. Yeah.
First world problems
again. I'd rather have that look, you know, where you open up the pocket watch and you hold it out here and you click it, you know, it looks like it's 12 after 2. The 619 is coming. All right, number 10.
The 310 to Yuma.
Yeah, exactly. There's only one pirate in history who ever actually buried treasure. Who is it? Who is it?
I thought they all buried treasure.
No,
Captain Kidd.
What do you get? What do you say?
Bluebeard.
Tom, you're right. How do you know this?
I think I read that somewhere a long time ago. Captain Kidd. Yeah.
Captain William Kidd, who supposedly buried some of his gold, but do you know where? Huh?
You know, it might be because he was brought back to England to stand trial. It might be somewhere in England. I don't know.
Long Island.
In Long Island, New York. Great.
He buried the gold in Long Island. You only need to be 3 feet underwater in order to be protected from a bullet. That's true. The paint on the Eiffel Tower weighs how much?
How do they know? How do they know?
Well, you can estimate how many gallons of paint it takes to cover it. How much does a gallon of paint weigh?
All right.
The paint on the Eiffel Tower weighs as much as what? How much?
I don't know. 1,000 pounds.
500 pounds.
10 elephants.
Weighs as much as 10 elephants.
That's
more than 1,000 pounds.
Now, what if you were to paint those elephants?
Pink?
Yeah, I think there's enough of those running around this place. Anyway, there you go. A dozen random, weird, absolutely useless, trivial facts for you. And if you like, I'm going to post them up on WSAU, the official Facebook page. Seth Mueller, WSAU, and this whole segment will be in our podcast in moments. I know you like that.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I'm going to ask the new guy in marketing if he wants to help me hang my Christmas lights. Then when he's there putting them up, I'll offer him some hot chocolate and some of the dinner I'm throwing together. We'll be in a relationship before New Year's. Oh, shoot. I'll have to pick up some hot chocolate on the way home. Is it just powder you pour into hot milk? Oh, I guess I'll need to buy milk and some of those tiny marshmallows. Or do those already come in the powder? And I guess I'll need to grab a rotisserie chicken and some sides at the deli counter. I'll cut the chicken up and make it look like I made it on my rotisserie. Maybe something more realistic. I'll get some spaghetti and meat sauce and I'll pour it all in a pot and make it look like I toiled over it. But I haven't been able to get my pilot light lit. Maybe I'll have him do that before he puts up the lights. Oh, but then he'll know I haven't cooked in months because I haven't been able to light the stove. Screw it. I'll put up my own lights and eat ramen like I do every year. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.